Bonjour à tous, chers amis, and welcome to this French Pod Café. I'm in the company of Catherine. Hello, Catherine.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to our news and features show here at French Pod. And hi, Amaury.
How are you doing today?
Good. It's sunny. It's summertime. I'm happy.
True. Me too.
Yeah, really affects my mood. So it's nice to be under the sun.
So on this sunny day, we've got loads of important news for the user here.
That's right. So news and features, we've got a little bit of both this week. The first thing we should probably start off with talking about is the news, and then we'll talking about the exciting new features. And so the first big piece of news is that we're going to be having some schedule changes here at French Pod.
Instead of having three new lessons a week, we'll have one new lesson, but you still get three lessons in total.
Right, so I'll be explaining a little bit more about how that works in the second part when we talk about features. But the first thing I want to do is tell everyone that the new lesson is coming out on Mondays of every week. And that lesson is something we're continuing to work on. We're continuing to make great content for you guys. But what we're trying to do, maybe you're wondering why, what we're trying to do is really focus on users' needs. And so we've heard from a lot of you that you feel like, you know, sometimes French Pod is wonderful, but it's sometimes confusing to know where to start and where to go and how to build on what you've learned. And so what we're trying to do here is really cater to people who need a little bit more structure.
That's right.
So we're going to be focusing a lot of our energy and our time and our resources on building more structure into the French Pod website. So how can we make like a course, something that really helps you move fast in your French studies?
Sure. So basically, we'll be there. Any questions, we'll be there to answer them. So we're going to have more time to dedicate on this and be there to answer your queries.
That's right. And well, the other thing that we're trying to work on is, you know, French and Italian and Spanish, these languages, they are really hard, not because necessarily they have hard vocabulary, but because they have hard grammar and unusual pronunciation and these things that as English language speakers, we find kind of foreign. And so what the team now is going to be trying to do is think about ways that we can use podcasts to really help deliver that content and really help you understand the intricacies of French grammar and pronunciation. And so we're working on trying to supplement the amazing number of lessons, over 200, almost 250 lessons that we have here at French Pod, so that we can really make it a thorough and full course. And so we don't want you to think we've abandoned you. We're going to have a lot of lessons coming out. The idea is this: we want to really start building on some of those areas that we haven't been discussing over a year now. So that leads us into the features part of our conversation. So the features are things that we're adding to the service that we think will be really great tools for you to help you in your studies. So the first one you might ask is when you sign on to the website for the first time, where do you start?
Exactly.
Right?
It's very confusing.
It is. And you don't know where to start. You don't know how the service works. And so the first thing we're going to talk about is these top boxes. And so when you go to the me page, the me section, you're going to have these boxes that have suggestions for where to start. Suggestions about lessons to study, suggestions about grammar guide and pronunciation, and the suggestions are different for each different level. All right, and so when you tell the system what level you are, it's going to have some suggestions for you. So that's really a wonderful addition, I think. Second thing I want to talk about is related to that. So when you have courses come up, suggested lessons to listen to, they're not only organized by level, but they're also organized by topic. And so if you say, when you sign up, I'm interested in intermediate level French and food, then you're going to get all of a sudden lessons that we've made that are about food at the intermediate level. And so these are great, great tools for helping you not only get the most out of your studies, but also enjoy them. Because if you're listening to things that you enjoy, you're getting more out of it naturally.
Yeah, that's true. It's very helpful.
Yeah, I think so. We also have a third new feature, and this one is really wonderful. And what we're trying to do here is make sure that you have access to all of the lessons in our archive. And so everybody has a podcast feed. That means that when you sign up for a feed, it puts automatically these new lessons into your computer. It's a way for you to, you know, subscribe to information. And so when you get a new podcast each week, that's your feed. But now we're going to have an option for you to choose archived lessons. That means that if you weren't with us last May, but we had all these wonderful lessons last May, you can have them appear automatically in your iTunes feed or in your feed on your computer. And so you can choose the level, and you can choose how often you want it to do this. And that way you're going to always have these refreshed lessons in your feed that you can have access to. So instead of having to look through them and spending time doing that, they're just going to be there for you.
Excellent.
Yeah, so we're trying to improve upon the service and really focus on how to make your experience the best and how to help you the best when you're studying French, because really that's what we're here to do and that's what we love to do.
So we wait on your feedback now.
So the most important thing, Amaury, I think, is that our users tell us what they think, because we can only make the service better better if we know what you're thinking and what you want. And so please do find a way to get in touch with us. We obviously have the website, frenchpod.com, which is a very easy place to find us, but there are also email addresses and, well, Twitter and Facebook.
Of course.
Lots of things like that. So, frenchpod@practicelanguage.com. Otherwise, there's the help section on our website, and we're waiting for your responses, comments, thoughts, and ideas very anxiously. So please do get in touch with us and have a wonderful, wonderful week.
See you on FrenchPod.
Bye. Bye-bye.